Welcome to the Elaborators podcast. It's producer Simon here with another episode. And last week we had a wonderful episode with Beck and Mel talking Mother's Day. That's been and gone. Thank you to those guys for doing that. Now today we're diving, it's still kind of in the theme of Mother's Day or motherhood and identity itself, embracing our identities in Christ and what that means for us, how it impacts our personalities or how our personalities impact it. And to do that, I've got some guests with me in the studio. I've got Pastor Inoke, and here's a fun. I'm going to introduce you right now because this is interesting. Here's a fun thing. I was going to introduce you, Fatai, yeah, as Inoke's daughter.
Right.
But when we're talking identities, you're your own person too. So we've got Pastor Inoke here, who preached on Sunday here at WBC, and his daughter Fatai, who is also her own musician, to very astronomically talented.
That's a long one.
Got there.
I'm glad it's not me.
Yep. Muso, and she's also leading up the creative worship team here at WBC as well currently, which is super exciting.
Very.
Hopefully we're just going to keep adding days to her calendar. Don't tell her. So welcome the two of you. How are you, Inoke?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Quite a relief following yesterday. Weekend was just a very busy weekend, but a beautiful weekend to be a part of.
Yeah, feeling lovely. Good. And Ty, how are you going today?
Moving slow.
Oh, okay.
Doing well, feeling grateful and feeling blessed.
Are you a slow mover normally? And this is like tired slow.
I don't know. I mean, on the topic of identity, I feel like I'm still discovering who I am.
Sure.
And so, yeah, maybe I am a slow mover. I'm slow today. That's all I know.
Right.
And
well, we'll take – we can run with that. We can run with that, especially on a Monday. We are recording on a Monday, exactly. So that changes the game for everybody.
Excuses.
Excuse me. All right. Well, Inoke's at the top of his game today.
Yeah, and so forgiving.
Yep. So expect an amazing podcast out of Inoke today. It's going to be good. So let's dive in then. Pastor Inoke, can you tell us a little bit about what you spoke of yesterday?
Yesterday, as always, Mother's Day Sunday is a difficult for many people. So having that preconceived idea of who's going to be in the room is always a challenge. But I think for me, it's not a challenge because I grew up with a good mother, a wonderful mother, and in a household of some beautiful mothers at home. So, but still coming into it, approaching the message, it was quite challenging in some way. But I think landing on a good message that speaks to all things for me was the big thing. What is your identity in Christ in order to take us away from the whole idea of our perceived idea of who we are as a person? So it was really good to talk about the focus on celebration in comparison to us feeling condemned by others or by ourselves.
And in that sermon you used to, can you call them, are they Bible characters? They're Bible people. Like characters sometimes is always like they're a story and we've invented these people. But Mary and Martha.
I think Mary and Martha, as I said yesterday, they have different personalities, just like all of us. We can all relate to it. All of us got a Martha and got a Mary. At times we change camouflages. At times we keep swapping from one to another. But I'm not sure whether it's so much to do with the character, more so than personalities. And with those personalities, what we learn from those stories are that those personalities are things that we keep working on. And then tendency to do something, it could be contextual, that the mood and the environment just get us to a place where we intend to do something. And there are things that we do that we look back and say, that's probably not a good idea. So there are things that we worked out of our life. So, and I think that's what we learned from these two beautiful women.
So we've got Mary and Martha. Mary is the slightly more relaxed, contemplative personality, and then Martha's the doer.
Correct.
And the busier one. Hmm. So let's go around the room. Who's who? If you had to pick one.
I already know who dad is.
All right, go on, dob him in.
And what's funny, it's probably easier to you know, point out who someone else is.
Yep.
But to self-reflect is quite challenging, actually. I'd like to think of myself as a Mary, but I've grown to become more like Martha. And so to Dad's point, like there's many seasons in our lives that we'll find ourselves relating and identifying as both. And so I think both is good.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but, you know, Mary for now and evolving.
And you, Anna Kay? What's for Ty going to dob you in as?
I thought she was going to say Mary. But
Fatai's laughing. Let's be honest.
Mary is in personality, not as in character.
You might be Mary in comparison to Mum, but you're a bit Martha. Stop.
Well, that's very true because Mary, following the service yesterday, Mary ended up in the kitchen and cooked for Martha. And then Martha had to clean up all the mess.
Oh, funny. Yep.
So I think that's when we change from one, it doesn't take much to change from one to another. As much as I was tired and lazy, you know, I felt that I want to be Martha and do the cooking. And yeah, so.
Well,
I think most of the time I'm more Mary, that I'm more relaxer. I was going to say yesterday that if you are Marthanian, that I would probably say you are leaning more something other than Marinians with a Tongan. Very relaxed.
Right. Well, I can tell you that I would firmly put myself in the Martha busy doer box. I am at unrest if I'm told to rest. Like I can't. I struggle a lot to just.
You would
not
be
do
Anne's
anything.
Friends,
right? Right.
Anne's ones.
Probably the only time I'll stop is at like maybe 9 at night for an hour or so to watch some TV. But weekends, daytime, it's stuff to do, man.
That's honest.
Yeah.
Right.
So okay. Well, knowing that, then we know the differences there. So, in the context of what you preached, it was very much like the way that they approached the learning from Jesus and how they approached that spiritual growth almost, like one was ready to just listen and the other was trying to not earn but provide for and do for Jesus when he was at their house. So does the personality matter with our approach, with our relationship with God, like and our learning discipleship?
I think, as I mentioned on Sunday, it doesn't matter to God. Our personality and our tendency to do things just shows who we are as human being, because we are sometimes quick to judge others' personality and we even judge ourselves. We categorize ourselves. We even condemn ourselves by saying that some part of us are better than the others. But from God's perspective is, because we use the word rewarding, gold star, we choose sides. But from God's perspective is, it's no matter what our personalities are, we're all the same to Him. And what we learned from both these women in the story, and it was great that we often just read Luke 10 and then focus on Martha and Mary in that context. But what was important yesterday, we look at another context in John 11, where it's the other way around. So Mary was the one that was more upfront, more quick to spend time with Jesus, engage more, have faith with a little bit more. So contextually, it just shows that there are times where we feel like Mary, there are times we feel like Martha. But in the end of the day, our identity is in Christ and it doesn't really matter for God.
So you mentioned the celebration, not condemnation part. And in your sermon, it was very much directed around, it was Mother's Day. So there was a real direction to the mothers, to the women in the room and the judgments that can be felt or personal from society, all sorts of different things. So how do we overcome those? How do we turn from condemnation to celebration?
I think often the worldly perspective and view is is that we judge the character, we judge the performances, we look at the outside and we guess what's inside. And I think that's the problem the world is that we don't see deeply what's inside. So we don't know. We only guess what's inside. We only go by what is outside. So yesterday, it was a mix of people with different experiences. And I think it was important to realize yesterday was about celebrating who we are in God. So to move to the place of celebration, it's about knowing that we are loved by God. We are embraced by God. We are accepted by God as who we are. And no matter how we view our performances as mothers, no matter what our experience are with our mothers, we can still celebrate something in us that is so profound and uniqueness, which is our identity in Christ. And I think this is what differentiates those who are in Christ and those who are not in Christ, because for those who are in Christ, there is beauty, there is power, there is knowledge that we ought to keep fighting for women to see that we are to tap into that place where we celebrate the love, the acceptance of who we are by knowing that our identity as son and daughter, you know, felt under the unswerving love of the Father. And that's why we celebrate, because of who we are in Christ Jesus.
And I love that. It's obviously that self-worth in there. So Ty, in the music world, if we stepping away from the women and the men kind of side of it and that self-worth, but from a music and a who you are as a creative or who you are as a performer, like there's a lot of shaping that can be put on you. While a muso is trying to find themselves and get the best out of their music, how do you find that challenge from like the outside pressures? And I'm sure it's ongoing or only just started. Yep. But yeah, how do you find that tension?
The tension is there always. So I've had to find tools to stay grounded and connected, and I think that's where the answer lies, is staying in the truth, which, you know, for us believers is to stay in the Word and to constantly connect back to the source that reminds us who we are. And so I think accountability helps also. I've mentioned it before, is the people you surround yourself with, that backbone support system. Like with my particular backbone support system, there's no way my feet will ever get off the ground, simply because my family, my parents, they've managed to raise us well, with good values, good morals, and then also within a Christian home. But the tension is always. So I think, ironically, although I perform in front of audiences, my audience is one always, and that's the Lord. His voice, his opinion is the one that matters at the end of the day when all is said and done, when the curtains close, when I get back home and it's just me and him. I think as people perceive me to be performing to the world, what keeps me grounded is knowing that my audience is one, if that makes sense. Yeah.
I like that. It's a good, and I guess that must help to approach each performance as well. Like, you know, as whoever's out in the room doesn't really matter, I guess, for you, if you can take that approach.
Not so much, yeah. The Lord is my true north and my reason, my why. And so I just, you know, we're creatures of habit, so I got to constantly remind myself that because – yeah, the world says otherwise.
So are there practical ways that you remind yourself of those things, or disciplines that you might undertake? Either of you, I guess.
Yeah. I think. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the, I mean, I'm just thinking about Fatai's story, how we are in a world, if we lose our identity, we're going to change our identity to suit the audience or the public or the world around us. So in order, some of the practical discipline is to keep reminding ourselves our identity is Christ. Once we lose our identity in Christ for our daily devotion, our reading the scripture, our coming to church and fellowship with people, our Bible study and life group, all of that is keep reminding us to be grounded in our identity. If not, the chance is that we're going to modify or change our identity to look better, to convince and to display something that is different from us, you know. And this is why we ought to be so true wherever we go. We can't just be so nice and be well presented here at church and be a different person outside. That's changing our personality just to be nice and fit with the world. When I think what she was saying is it's true. But the discipline is if we don't ground it in the Word of God, we can easily be drifted away by all the things. There's so much. We can only turn to the social media. We can only turn to the TV to be convinced to be able to mold ourselves into something other than our true identity in God.
Right, and there really is so much. There's so many companies, people, incentives to become something that they want you to be, to buy their product or to, you know, represent their brand or whatever it might be, there's that sense of grounding is probably a great word for it. And I suppose if it gets too overwhelming, is that sense to withdraw and just isolate as well. There's a danger in becoming like the lonely or the trying to do it all yourself. Mm. Like what's there in that, the power or danger in trying to do it all on your own?
Mm. Yeah, I think the danger of trying to do it on your own is that we can tire easily, we lose our focus, we give up very, very, very easily. So the power of community, we're created to be in a community, and this is why it's important that we celebrate mothers together in a community. Because if you stay lonely, and I think you probably, if you were watching the service or online or being there in the room yesterday, a lot of that emotion that comes through me because of my partial conversation with people and fresh out mental health is a place where I even get to hear those loneliness of people trying to fight life on their own, and they just lost it. They, a lot of the comments that I hear from people is, I don't really know who I am. And so because they've been finding it lonely, stigma is a big thing. But doing it on our own, whether it's fighting the battle of finding the life challenges or doing things, I think we are created to be in community. And this, the power of community is important. We can't live on our own. We can't do things alone. We have to do it together with others, with God's help.
So, Ty, through your songwriting, do you take, I guess it's a very open-end question as to what might inspire you to write songs. Your latest song, which you're kind of getting back into the swing of things, I feel, is called what?
Flesh and Bone.
Flesh and Bone.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us a little bit about where that came from?
Yeah. My latest single, Flesh and Bone, I first wrote the original iteration of the song maybe like 7 years ago in my Chicago apartment, and nothing too profound. There were just thoughts that were swimming in my head. I may have reached a point in that season where I was facing challenges that forced me to look inwards, and so it was a very contemplative moment. And so I just started putting pen to paper, and then I tested. Typically I'll test original songs on the road, and so I took it on the road with me around the US and then eventually Europe, and took it all around different rooms around the world and witnessed God use this song to connect to stories in the room. And so the song just talks about the human experience and all the never-ending thoughts that exist in our minds, the good ones, the hard ones, and it's what I think most days of my life, just in a song form. And I think I just hope to make the listener feel a little less lonely in their human walk, in their journey.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the words in it, flawed and unusual, is one of the bits that come through. Is that a strength? Like, do you see that as actually the feeling that is actually a strength in being able to connect with Christ?
One way I would describe my journey is perfectly imperfect. I think I didn't really, you know, this applies to many areas of my life, but I didn't begin to, you know, really get it until I embraced the imperfections of my journey, including the struggles that I would face. As one that relates to being a lonely person, a nomad, I am super introverted. One way of dealing with hard situations is retreating and avoiding and hiding. That's my instinct. It's like, no, let's not face it. Let's pretend. Let's put on a persona that makes people believe that everything is okay when everything's just crushing, you know, behind closed doors. And so I got really good at performing in the sense of wearing masks that didn't fit and pretending that it was okay. I just got really good at pretending. And the first line of the song is a choice that I make in my mind and in my heart, that I'm done pretending and I'm in pursuit of living an honest life. And particularly as a believer, to me that looks, you know, not all put together. It looks like coming to the Lord honestly, because there is absolutely no hiding from God. and you know, embracing the imperfection, so that, you know, just on the other side is like His grace and His love.
Can you sing it for us?
I can.
Yes. I was sweet talking my way through this so that she'd pick up her guitar, which we might have prepared earlier.
Totally. Where did this come from?
Yes.
And I'm being asked to sing a harmony, but I refuse to do so today.
Okay, all right. I'll mute your mic then so we don't interrupt. All right, we'll get this thing sorted out and we'll hear you play it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm done pretending, tired of suppressing my inner thoughts, my inner voice, my enemy. 'Cause this whole obsession with false perfection is getting old, bad for my soul. I need to breathe. What if I unravel? Would you run for cover? If you only hear for the highlights, you'll soon discover that I am more than flesh and bone. Underneath there's something deep, something beautiful, flawed and unusual. Pray when you look at me, you will see that I'm just very human. Oh, I'm just very human. I'm done pretending, being put together. It gets exhausting hiding behind smiling. Surface is something greater. My inner thoughts
true colors, would you turn the lights down? If you only believe the filters, hope you remember, 'cause I am more than flesh and bone. Underneath this, something deep, something beautiful, floating, unusual.
Thank you, Fatai.
Of course.
For sharing that. That was special.
We got a Mother's Day special item for next year.
Absolutely. Well, we can listen to it over and over now. It's on. Well, tell us where we can. Let's give yourself a little plug. Go on.
I'm not good at this.
You can find Fatai on Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, yeah. Facebook, and Skywriting under the tag Fatai, F-A-T-A-I.
That's true. Yep. What Simon said, all the socials, all the streaming platforms. I hope it really does speak to you and share it with someone that you think might need just a reminder that they're not alone on the journey.
And that's that's the newest. Have you got more coming?
I do. Yeah. I have a whole record coming. Yeah.
Woo! Maybe not. Maybe you haven't heard it here first. If you're a Fatai fan, you might be all over it.
One of the
earlies.
Earlies.
We'll take it. We'll take it as a coup here on the elaborators. Well, hey, look, I don't think we need to really keep on going on after that.
It's a heartache to follow.
Yeah, that was special. So thank you. Pastor Inigo, thank you Fatai for spending some time with us and our watchers and our listeners.
It's a pleasure.
What's your take home note for them today? Leave them with a sentence. What's that?
I think the song just to remind us once again how important it is not to live a pretending life that we need not to be lonely in a journey. That we need to find God and find our true identity and make sure we keep singing that song and live that song. And it's not about knowing but actually living it. What does it mean to be in Christ? And that's my encouraging for all our listeners today.
Love it. Now, Fatai, people used to be able to buy CDs to support artists.
Yeah.
What can we do for you? Is it streams? Do we just need to leave it on repeat?
Yeah, I have a music video out, so you can go watch that on YouTube.
Yep.
That goes with the song, and then stream it on Spotify.
And tell all their friends.
Exactly.
Share, 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 like.
Share the love.
Share the love around. Awesome. Well, thank you again for coming on the podcast. For all our watchers, listeners, next week we're going to get back into Revelation. We're still doing that series, Seven Churches here at WBC. And we'll get back into it with Phil Wilson, who we did one a few weeks ago.
We did.
Heavy hitting, always deep and theological.
Fire Tyra.
That's it. Bye, everyone.